There was further unrest in Coolock last night. The Garda Public Order Unit moved a group of protesters from an area around the former Crown Paints factory just after 8:30. The site is due to be developed as a centre for international protection applicants. On Monday, protests there turned into violent disturbances, which involved petrol bombs being thrown and a digger being set on fire. Dublin Fire Brigade were among those who were called on to respond to the situation. And today there were concerns that the incident and the way in which firefighters were forced to respond has highlighted staff shortages in the fire services. SIP2 organiser Jeff McAvoy joins us now. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning.
Thank you for coming in. Let's begin by, can you explain just how Dublin Fire Brigade did respond, first of all, to the situation in Coolock? What was involved?
Okay. So at around about 10 o'clock, 10:30, there was a report of a fire, as you said, at the old Crown Paint factory. And because of the location, the initial suspicion was that this was an industrial fire. So the response was appropriate to what would be needed for an industrial fire. So that was three fire trucks, a high-rise ladder and a district officer. And of course, when they get there, they find that actually they're now caught in the midst of a confrontation between a group of individuals and An Garda Síochána Síochána. And just as we saw at the Dublin riot back in November, the particular nature of that situation, the heightened tension, the risk of violence, meant that the fire crews weren't able to extinguish that fire, which turned out to be, as you said, just in a digger, but they weren't able to extinguish that fire as quickly as they would have been. So those resources then were tied up at that location for much longer than was necessary.
So they were able to adequately respond to the situation in Coolock as much as was possible under the circumstances.
Yeah.
But your concern is that perhaps it left the city exposed if there had been another incident. Is that the case?
Well, that's exactly it. So what we've been saying yesterday and this morning is that it really highlights two problems which have frankly dogged the service for years. And those two problems are, one, under-resourcing, short-staffing, and two, poor quality information about the risks that are out there in the city. So when I talk about the first one, under-resourcing and short-staffing, I mentioned that there were three fire trucks at that scene. But that day, there were already four trucks that were what we call off the run. In other words, not available for service because of short staffing. So with three trucks at the scene, seven in total that weren't available for the rest of the city for the duration. And that's the guts of half the fleet. So that means that for the whole rest of the city, they're only covered by half of the fleet for the whole rest of that incident. Now, that creates a risk to firefighters and to the public, because it means that if there is another incident, which there was, trucks are going to have to respond from further afield, and that creates delays, and delays create additional risk. And we say any additional risk to the public or to firefighters is unacceptable.
So how many more staff do you think is required to adequately run the service?
So we're in negotiations with the employer at the moment, trying to agree a new overall staffing figure. We reckon there's possibly about 100 more staff that are needed. And to be fair, there has been recruitment over the past 2 years, and the problem is getting better. It was much worse 2-3 years ago, and we have seen improvements, but there's still a way to go. And one of the big concerns we have, for example, is that the Public Appointments Service have apparently informed Dublin City Council that they are not available to run a recruitment competition in Dublin Fire Brigade. Now, we don't understand how the Public Appointments Service is not available to run a recruitment competition in an essential frontline emergency service.
Now, we have gotten in touch with Dublin Fire Brigade, and they said in a statement to Morning Ireland that there was a comprehensive recruitment campaign in 2023, and a panel of 216 was created. The first class of recruit firefighters from this panel passed out in September of last year. A second class of recruits passed out in February. Another class of 44 recruits started training in March. They'll pass out today, actually, in July. And a full recruit class will start again in October. And they say they're on schedule to achieve the targets in their workforce plan. So are your concerns, perhaps they are being addressed?
So first of all, what they've said in terms of the recruitment is correct. And we have seen recruitment, and that's great. And congrats to those who are passing out today. And we love seeing new recruits coming in. But as I mentioned, this is a problem that has been going on for years. There was years of non-recruitment, and that just created a massive hole that needed to be filled. Now, that is being done, but there's still a way to go. And I don't know what targets the City Council of Dublin Fire Brigade are referring to, because quite frankly, there is no agreed target. The last agreed target, the last agreed staffing number was 965. Now, we are above that, and yet we're still in a situation where even after ringing around for overtime, there's four trucks off the run on a given day. A few weeks ago, we had the busiest day in Dublin with Taylor Swift and Pride and all sorts of events going on. There were trucks off the road that Saturday as well. So if we still are in a position where we can't meet the existing need, how can we say that we're on target?
Okay, there we'll have to leave it. SIP2 organiser Jeff McAvoy, thank you for coming in.